MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
Shy kids. We are shy kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
No Dean tonight.
And, yeah.
Dean, is he still in Seattle?
No, he's back in America.
He's back in the States.
He was in the last episode that aired.
Oh, that's right. He did. He had come back from Seattle.
Yeah,
that's right. Fake Dean had died.
Fake Dean died.
Which I noticed that we got a tweet, or that we were mentioned in a tweet,
yeah,
about how somebody doesn't trust Fake Dean from the Shy Kids Podcast.
Yeah, that was
in regards to a stolen $100 bill,
yeah,
from More Like Radio Studios.
Yeah. I think it was actually the Ron and Fez show they were reacting to.
Yes, but it melded into Shy Kids talk.
Yeah.
Which
someone said, "I don't trust Fake Dean." I bet he did it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But no, Fake Dean no longer with us.
Yeah.
Real Dean
still very much alive.
Very much alive.
Yeah.
But also no longer with us.
In a way.
Not just tonight. Why don't you fill him in, Doug?
Yeah. So kind of an unfortunate announcement to make. But as you know, there was no show last week.
Right.
We actually recorded a whole show where we kind of explained everything.
Yeah.
And then the files were corrupt and it was unsavable.
There was nothing to listen to.
Nothing to listen to. So we were like, fuck it, take a week off. And now we're re-recording what we announced last week, which is that Dean has resigned from the Shy Kids.
Dean, he sent a message to us
two weeks ago now,
yeah, that basically said that, you know, he's no longer having fun,
yeah,
doing the show, which is, you know, which is fine. The only intent of this show was to have fun.
Exactly.
You know, to maybe get a little therapy in, sort of get some stuff off your chest, if need be or whatever, and really just come here and try to laugh and tell funny stories, try to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
And if any one of us is not having fun, then by all means, there's no need for you to sit here and not, you know, not want to participate the entire time.
Right.
You know, it's hard.
Like my dick.
Yeah. Too fat D. it was a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, you know?
Like my dick.
It's a pill?
Yeah, it's a pill.
It's pill size.
It's pill size.
But it's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. No, this is me joking because I'm sad.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's our defense mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. I think Dean was pretty vocal about this while he was on the show, so I don't think he'd have a problem with us bringing it up. But Dean's been going through a tough time lately.
Yeah.
He's kind of struggled with depression for years, but especially lately, it's been kind of bearing down on him.
Yeah,
he did like a medicine switch not too long ago.
They switched his medication, and I'm thinking that they should probably go back or try a different approach.
Right.
Because I don't think that the current strategy is the most effective.
Yeah. We're not his doctor, but I don't know. There was definitely a mood switch in Dean that I noticed.
Yeah, there was a definite switch in Dean in general.
Yeah.
Like, not even just mood, like involvement and
right, and
a bunch of stuff, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of saw this coming. I could feel him pulling away.
I felt like the entire, like both of you guys were also pulling away.
Really?
I had the feeling like it was obviously Dean.
Right.
You know, and now that we know, so, you know, but yeah, like a few weeks ago, I mean, I don't know if you remember, like I asked you, like, you still into this?
Oh yeah.
You know,
I do remember that.
Sort of just checking the temperature
yeah.
a little bit. Because I enjoy the hell out of it. Like I said, I get to come here and laugh. You know, both you guys make me laugh a tremendous amount.
Right.
And it's so fun to sort of stress relieve and you know, I guess, you know, when I'm not so funny, so I don't make you guys laugh as much as, like, I don't give as much as you guys give me.
You made me laugh right then.
You know, I'm with you though. I felt there's sort of pulling a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that it was the complete end of the show, you know, that maybe both of you, and it may have had something to do with the fact that you were also doing Two Fat Daleks and.
Right. Jealous much?
No, not jealousy. Like just, I don't have like that kind of an emotion. Like if it ends, it ends.
Yeah.
Know? If it stops, I have a year plus worth of stuff that I can go back and listen to anytime.
Yeah.
And know that it's been recorded and that it's permanent.
Yeah.
You know? And that we did it.
Right.
You know, and knowing that is enough.
Half the battle.
Is enough for me, yeah. So if it were to have completely ended, I would have been able to still be proud of everything that we did up until this point. You know.
I gotta tell you, when he said to us, like, I don't want to do the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling it anymore. Part of me was like, well, should we just end the show?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that for a while. Ultimately, I decided, you know what? I do still like doing the show.
Right.
We should probably continue it. We have people that like to listen to us, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
I
almost...
guess. There's a lot of dumb people out there who like our show, I guess.
People keep subscribing, and people keep you know, following us on Twitter, and like the numbers continue to grow. Which
like my dick.
It's all day,
every day.
That's the callback of the night.
Yeah.
So apparently, what we're doing though, like it is reaching people, and they are enjoying it. It's worth our time to sit in the garage. You know, and sort of try to make each other laugh because apparently we're making other people laugh.
Right.
Which is incredibly rewarding, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, if the fans hadn't started showing up, you know, it would have been increasingly harder to sit here and just make each other laugh. I would have sat through it, but because it's in my house, it's not much of a commitment for me.
Right.
That really helped me feel like, oh, you know what, we actually are doing something that I think people enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, that's worth our time, you know. And it's another reason why, like, I sort of threw it to you, you know, like when Dean dropped that bomb, I was just like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, because it would have been the perfect opportunity to just sort of cut ties.
Right.
And, you know, you go on and do the Two Fat Daleks thing.
Yeah.
Which I still would have listened to, you know.
Yeah.
Because I do love that show.
Yeah.
You do a great job with Rorschach. And really, I don't know how the dynamic, you know, works without Dean on a long-term situation, you know?
Right. I think Dean is, he's an important part of the show. He's pretty much the inspiration for the show for you, right?
Well, like, that's why it was a bit of a hard pill to swallow. Like,
yeah.
That he him being him was the reason why I got the idea, fuck, I need to put a microphone in front of this guy because people need to hear how funny he is.
Yeah.
And put a spotlight on, you know, the quiet kids.
Yeah.
That are around us all the time. That,
or the shy kids,
Yes, if you will. that, you know, maybe don't feel like they have a voice.
Right.
So they stay quieter. They stay sort of in the corner of a room, you know.
Yeah.
And to show that, like, if you just get to know somebody, there's a wealth of entertainment there.
Right.
You know. And really to sort of open up, I mean, even listeners, like we've touched on some topics here that I knew that we'd probably get into because I knew Dean was sort of politically active.
Yeah.
That we were going to talk about same-sex topics. We were going to talk about, you know, some race stuff. We were going to get into depression. We were going to get into some things that are awkward for people to talk about.
Right.
And somehow if you know, we make it relatable and personable on our end, it makes it easier for whoever's listening to then sort of feel a part of the conversation. You know, like...
I guess.
No?
Let's not toot our own horn too much.
No, but I'm saying, like, we got the opportunity to...
Look, we make these subjects okay for you to discuss.
Not that we make them okay, but, like... yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm becoming... This is why Dean left. This is it right here. This is why Dean left, because I think too highly of what we do.
Like, they're just dick jokes, Corey.
Gosh.
That's not why Dean left.
No.
Hold on.
What, were you just chewing ice while talking?
I decided to chew ice on my... Sorry.
Very professional.
Yeah, I know.
A year in.
This is why Dean left.
Yeah, dude, all that ice chewing. I don't like all that ice chewing.
Oh, man. But I thought at the very least we would have incredibly interesting conversations, and yeah. I think we accomplished that.
I think so, too.
You know. I do wish Dean well. I hope that he gets better. I hope that he, you know, finds a sort of center, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, however he needs to. You know, I hope he relies heavily on a support system.
Yeah.
You know, because I like the guy a tremendous amount.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know?
I mean, I met him the first night we recorded.
Right.
Because I didn't know him before.
And then you set him up with his girlfriend.
I did. I'm responsible for his current relationship.
Yes.
But yeah, I met him that night, and like not even that far into it, I was like, okay, I like this guy.
Right?
Yeah.
That was my first impression
of
him.
He made me laugh, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a fucking joke ninja.
You make me laugh, and I love you. Yes. You're the best.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
But look, if he doesn't want to do it anymore, I get that.
I totally respect his decision.
Yeah.
Totally respect his decision.
We're not like mad at him or like...
Absolutely not.
Fucking he quit on us.
No, not at all. And you know, like, urge any fans...
What's that?
To also be okay with Dean leaving.
Yeah, like, you know, Dean's going through a tough time. So yeah. If you are going to write something to Dean... Make it more supportive and less, no, why'd you leave? Go back.
Yeah.
You know? He doesn't need to hear that right now.
No.
You know, it's more like, Dean, I'm sorry you're going through shit. I'll miss you on the show, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we love you. We'll miss you.
Yeah. Love you, miss you.
And in case he's listening, but he doesn't listen to the show.
There's no way.
In case he's listening, you should know, Dean, that, I mean, I said this to you already, but like, you always have a chair. We haven't even put away the chair.
Yeah, it's still out. Your mic's still set up.
Yeah. You always have an open chair here in the garage.
Yeah.
If at all, at any time you want to come back, if you want to... sit in to guest, if you want to do whatever you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, you're part of the founding members of this podcast, and the door is always open for you.
Yeah. I mean, even, and like me and Corey are still trying to figure out what to do from here.
Yeah.
We've discussed just going, just us two. We've discussed getting a new co-host.
Right.
We've discussed doing guest co-hosts, like to try out to see who we gel with.
Yeah.
Even if we did get a new third member, seat would always still be open for Dean.
Exactly.
Because we could easily fourth mic this shit.
Dean adds that sort of dynamic too.
Yeah.
Like he just come in and like just shoot comments at yeah. whoever's talking, and it'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, if anytime he wants to come back.
Yeah.
There is no scenario where that's not going to be allowed.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. I just hope we don't turn into Opie and Jimmy.
What does that make me, Opie?
Yeah, I guess you would be Opie in that situation, which is really bad. It's just, and I wasn't even a supporter of the, like, stand with Ant thing when he got fired.
Right.
I was on the side of, look, he said racist shit, the company's going to fire you, sorry.
Right.
You know? But boy, does that show fucking stink now.
Really?
Oh my God. You could tell like a big part of it's missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like two people with not enough chemistry trying to interact with each other.
Right, right.
And just not knowing where to go with it. It's really disappointing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Maybe it's that, you know, Jim Norton is best suited as the sort of that third voice that is joke guy.
I don't even think it's that because, you know, there's been shows where Opie was out and Jim and Anthony have chemistry.
Oh, okay.
So it was a fine show.
So the problem really was Opie.
Well, it's just that Opie and Jimmy alone, I don't think, have the correct chemistry.
Right.
Opie and Anthony have chemistry. Anthony and Jim have chemistry. Opie and Jim, I don't think, do. So that's why it's not really working for me. Yeah. Now, there's part of our listeners who are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Who cares? I know. A lot of our more like radio listeners know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we have a portion that's like, oh, I've never heard of this. Opie and what?
It's a radio show.
It's a radio show. It's on in New York.
And also on Sirius XM, right?
Yeah.
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 But
yeah, I just hope I don't want us to turn into that show.
I hope not. I mean, yeah. the thing is, we're going to have to change some things.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to have to sort of refigure the sort of format a little bit.
I mean, right as of now, Nerdigories is almost impossible.
It's incredibly tough to do Nerdigories with two people because it almost always ends in a cum dancer.
Like 99% of the time.
Yeah, because the only way somebody would win is if somebody erroneously put a thing that didn't count towards the topic.
Yeah, it would have to be that they
fucked up.
It was disqualified.
Yeah.
An answer was disqualified.
And that doesn't happen all that often.
No.
Yeah, and the outcomes would be very similar every time.
Yeah. Wouldn't be good.
There are some ways around that. You know, maybe trying to get... It's a little more difficult, but like maybe trying to get the fans involved a little more.
Yeah, the problem is we're not a live show.
No.
So... You know, that's, you know, get fans to write in with theirs.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
like,
we pick one, but then we know it in advance, so that makes it tough. Because
yeah,
I could just be like, well, I'm not picking any of the ones that fan put.
We could try to sort of circumvent that with safeguards, but you'd just have to trust us.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like, send us an email with that as your subject line, the Nerdigories topic as the subject line, and we won't open it until we get to the Nerdigories.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, and there's no prizes anyway, so it's not like you're getting cheated out
of
anything.
That's the thing, you know. it would be only to serve the game being more accessible to us two in the room.
I know that's all it'd be for.
And it would give Doc an opportunity to showcase a funny voice.
Oh, I could,
because he would read your list as Morgan Freeman or Strong Bad. I could read my list
and what I assume your voice is.
Yes, exactly.
Based on your name.
Exactly.
Fan. But yeah, you know. So that's going to be tough. Something else, too, that me and Corey were talking about last week was that it felt like the show was probably going to be changing around this time anyway.
Yeah.
Whether Dean stayed or left, because... we've kind of scraped the bottom of the barrel for the one topic per episode thing.
Yeah, when you're going through your entire life of embarrassing sort of standout stories,
yeah,
you got about a year's worth. Turns out,
yeah. I mean, unless you like a memory gets reactivated, which can happen,
or
you're like, oh shit, I just remembered some fucking nutty shit that happened to me when I was 7.
Right.
And he's like, oh, new story for you.
It, or something wacky happens between Tuesdays.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you know,
that week.
That's worth talking about in this context, you know.
Yeah. I have something that happened fairly recently, actually.
Do you?
Yes. It was pretty embarrassing.
Well, see, then that would apply, and that would be fine, but there's no guarantee that the rest of us would have a shared experience to that to make an entire episode
exactly
via that topic. So if those stories still happen, we'll share them.
That's kind of what we're running into. I mean, I think our most recent episode was the dreams one, right?
Dreams.
Yeah. So,
which I don't dream.
Corey doesn't dream. So when I brought up that topic idea like pre-show, I was like, well, why don't we talk about dreams? Corey was like, I don't dream. And so we almost scrapped it right there because it used to be that like if one of us doesn't have a thing for the topic, we pick a different topic.
Right.
But then we realized, well, you know, Corey not dreaming is fucking weird, so we should talk about it.
I think you said, we'll just call you out and be call you a weirdo.
We'll just make fun of you and call you a weirdo.
And I was like, that's great.
Perfect.
Do it.
Let's do that. Yeah.
I sacrifice for my art, God damn it.
Yeah. So the show, anyway, might have been pulling away from the one topic per episode format, regardless of Dean's status on the show. So we might go more to like maybe a little bit more newsy. You know, not too like today in Kuwait. I almost said Tway and Kadate.
Tway and
Kadate.
Across the news desk.
No. But like, you know, opening of the Dream episode, I brought up two recent news things, then we had like fucking 20 minutes to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it stayed interesting, I hope.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe we'll sort of adopt a more, like, quirky news story. It's something that's not, like, super topical, necessarily.
Just something that we could talk about, something we have an opinion
like,
on.
Like, this is weird. Did you read this news story, guys? And then sort of do the overview of the story and then just sort of comment on it.
I just posted something on Facebook how, you know, Emma Watson did that speech to the UN about feminism. And how it's important. The Daily Mail, their whole take on it was, let's review the outfit she wore there.
Yeah.
It was a whole topic about how it's bad to demean women, and it was like, oh, look at the fashion she wore.
Right, yeah. Look at how beautiful she looked in her dress. Yeah. She looked so professional.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, way to miss the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucks.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, her name started trending.
Yeah.
The next news article that I saw was about a website that popped up with a countdown clock to her nude pictures that said only, you're next, Emma.
You're next, Emma.
Yeah, with a countdown clock alluding to the fact that she has nude pictures that they're going to release at the end of this countdown clock. And it's like,
We did just have like a part two fappening also.
Did we?
Yeah, I mean, the Aubrey Plaza masturbation video did come out.
Did it really?
Yeah, we got some Lake Bell pictures. I don't know if you know who that is.
Can you send that shit to me?
off the air.
on the down low.
No. Listen, we respect women. We're not
share that shit gross. With each other.
That's gross. Now you're overdoing it, Corey.
That's gross. Wait, I'm mixing it up. God damn it. I would totally masturbate to that. I mean, God, no. Respect those women.
Yes.
I'm just a man sitting in front of a computer screen.
What is this, a fucking end of a romantic comedy? I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl. I don't know how that speech ends.
Jerking my dick.
Jerking my dick. But yeah, so, you know, we could bring up more newsy stuff. We could bring up awkward stories is always a goal, you know. Awkward shit happens all the time to us, essentially.
Right, and we'll sort of phrase it in the same sort of situation, like,
that's a topic we can always mine, like, oh, something just happened, like, something did just happen to me recently.
Right.
That I could easily talk about.
Like, what's the most awkward thing that has ever happened to you at your workplace? And then I would share a story like this one. There was a news story that came out where a man was arrested for ejaculating on his coworker's desk.
I remember that a couple weeks back, right?
And in her coffee mug.
Yeah. Oof.
And he was arrested. And
what was that noise? You went,
did I?
Yes.
That's an involuntary throat noise that just happened. I wonder if the mic picked it up.
I hope. I'll fucking dub it in if not.
But he would
recreate.
He would sort of masturbate on her desk and in her coffee.
Yeah.
And then sort of clean up his area with her scrunchie.
Oh God.
All because he wanted her to notice him.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, the creepiest thing that you can do to get a girl to notice you.
Oh my God.
Is get arrested for masturbating on her desk.
Yeah.
The funniest part about the story though is they took all of her desk stuff to sort of swab it for his DNA. Sure enough, they found DNA all over the shit, right? and when they told the lady that he had finished in her mug,
yeah,
and that she had been drinking jizz as creamer,
yeah,
for her coffee, she went, you know, I thought so.
That did taste like cum. I was like, this coffee's a little cum flavored.
It's a little cummy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bernice, will you taste my coffee? Does it taste cummy to you?
Yeah. Can I tell you what that reminds me of?
What?
I saw this topic on Reddit about, it was parents of Reddit, what's something your kids would be mortified to know that you know about.
Oh, that can go south so quick.
Yeah. And this lady wrote on there, I'm a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
I know by the smell of a room if somebody came in it recently.
Oh my God.
That, as soon as I read that, I was like, oh no.
She hangs out in a lot of German brothels.
No. I said oh no because I know there were situations. Is that the right word?
Situations, yeah.
It is. Why did that sound weird to me?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens.
Situations where...
Eardrum. That sounds weird.
Yeah. There's been situations where I've came in my bedroom way too close to my mom entering the bedroom time-wise.
The time window was very slim.
Yeah.
You heard of a key going in a lock, and you were like,
Yeah.
Clean it quick.
Yeah, it's like, I hope she doesn't notice this fucking bleachy room filling smell.
Yeah, there was always that sort of panic.
Yeah,
like you would go through little drills, like, what do I do first? Do I close the window?
Yeah,
on the browser, or do I put my dick away?
Right.
which takes priority here? So maybe if I close the window first, because my back is to the door, I'll have time to put my dick back in my pants.
Yeah.
Before they walk around the corner.
The trouble is, too, like, if you were watching, like, a Skinamax or something,
mm-hmm.
and you would have to make that quick decision, change the channel or put my dick away.
Right.
And you make the wrong decision, and suddenly it looks like you're masturbating to the 700 Club. That Pat Robertson, man. I don't know, Mom.
And suddenly...
He just does the things to me. I don't get it.
The next summer, you get sent to the special camp. to fix you.
Fix you, yeah, in quotes. Fix you.
Yeah, I used to set up obstacles. Like, always lock the door.
Yeah.
The main door. And then, like, you know, throw some books in the hallway. Turn over a trash can.
Yeah.
You know, like, make a muck on the other side of the house or something to distract when they first walk in. That way you sort of extend that window.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I too have cut it close. Like, don't notice this wad of tissue that I didn't think in my scenario to get rid of. Yeah. Close the window, put my dick away, but there's just this wad of cum-soaked tissue.
I remember specifically one time. This is really bad. I had gotten a bottle of Astroglide.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, if you've never masturbated with Astroglide, it's awesome.
I had a girlfriend once give me a little bottle of lube once, and I tried that. I didn't know that it was like a cinnamon warming to the touch.
Oh, no.
Lube.
No, you don't want that.
For her, not for him.
Yeah.
And that was not good.
Oh, God. No.
It was a no-no.
But yeah, it was in high school. I acquired a bottle of Astroglide.
How big a bottle?
It was little. It looked like travel size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You had one with like a squirt pump.
Yeah, and I had a drawer in like a nightstand right next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I was feeling randy, I would fucking open the drawer, pull it out, squirt a little in the palm, rub one out.
So like 4 or 5 times a day?
Yeah.
It's high school, right?
One night in the middle of the night, I did that little routine. Grab the bottle, squirt it in my hand, drop it back in the drawer, shut the drawer, masturbate. In the morning, in the morning, my mom wakes me up to go to school.
Uh-huh.
And when I get up, I see the bottle of Astroglide is laying on the ground next to my bed. I missed when I was dropping it back in the drawer.
Yeah. That's a weird.
So I don't know if she didn't see it or did see it and didn't want to acknowledge it.
She's a grown woman.
She knows what a bottle of Astroglide looks like.
And the smell of cum.
Yes. And the smell of cum in a room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, it'll be stuff like this.
It'll be like this.
Yeah, it'll
cum
be like this.
Stories.
You know, things, we'll get into some stories that will remind us of personal things, and I think that's a better way to sort of go forward.
Right, right.
Whether or not we have a third person that comes in, or, you know,
yeah.
However it shakes out, it's got to be a special person, though, to sort of fit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, like, get another Dean. You know, it has to be somebody who brings sort of their own thing to the table.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, we have to have the chemistry going.
But, yeah, it also has to work. It really, really has to work, you know. But I agree with you, Doc, that I think three is a good number to have.
It's the trifecta.
Yeah. Because at any point, there's always going to be somebody to sort of...
To jump in.
To take over or to switch gears or to do something.
It helps eliminate awkward moments.
Or awkward silences.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you run out of words. You know, when you're just talking to somebody.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, Dean probably would have said a joke there.
He probably would have. He probably been like, N-word.
He would have just broke the silence with, I really want to say the N-word right now. I'm fighting the urge.
My white urge. My inherent white urge to be racist.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be sad, shy kids.
Yeah.
You know, we'll press on.
We'll press on.
We'll continue to try to be entertaining for all of you guys that are listening.
The good news is, if you are a big Dean fan, you're still going to hear him every episode because he does our theme song.
That is absolutely true. You will hear him at the jump of every episode.
He is the one going, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Yep.
And as far as I know, he's not going to ask us to change that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would suck.
That would suck if he was like, hey, guys, can you take me off of the theme song?
Dean, if you're listening, don't ask us to change that. It's too good of a theme song.
It is too good of a theme song. And you're auto-tuned all to hell. It's not like anybody...
Oh.
Can...
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
You shouldn't have. That sucks if he does that.
Yeah.
You know what? If he does that, open invitation revoked.
I don't think he'll do that.
No. And I won't revoke the invitation.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that either.
I wouldn't do that to Dean.
But yeah. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll figure out something. And, you know, bear with us in the next, you know, coming episodes as we sort of maybe try out some new people.
Yeah.
See if it fits. I would love to hear feedback from those of you who are listening, too, about who you think maybe sat in really well.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
maybe we'll run like a hashtag voting campaign.
I don't want to make it the fucking Bachelor. Who are we going to give the rose to?
At the end of the trial period, we'll invite them all back.
Yeah.
And we'll dismiss them one by one.
Yeah. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Please leave the garage.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'm out of here.
I should have known. You didn't even hand me a mic. Like, well, we only have three, so, you know.
And what's cool, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but it is also an opportunity to shake things up a little.
It is.
We could get a fucking female co-host.
That might, that's an opportunity.
You know what would be interesting is, you know, our show has been three white men.
You know what we should get is we should get a gay black female.
Gay black female, boom.
Just cover all of our asses.
Yeah.
By
let's get Raven Simone.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's so her.
That is so her. That's so Raven.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She can see the future?
Can't she really?
Yeah. She already saw that she's not a part of our show in the future.
Oh, well. Yeah. Dang it.
Dang it.
I was really holding out.
Yeah. Well, we can mix things up is the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little while before I'm sort of used to the idea.
Right.
Of the show sort of switching gears a little bit. But, press on, right?
Press on.
It also, there's some bits that we were considering bringing up that have never made it to an episode yet.
Right.
Like Doc, you got a thing. And the bit is hilarious.
Is it?
I love it.
I don't want to pump it up.
I love it.
A little thingy.
We have to figure out...
A future Doc thingy.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to make it work in the context
make
of...
Make it work, people.
How to make it work in the context of, like, the podcast.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
What?
The Make It Work people?
I don't know.
Tim Gunn.
Is it?
Yeah, he does that fashion show.
I don't watch that fashion
make
show.
Make it work, people.
I don't.
That's not his voice.
Make it work.
Make it work, people. I don't know why... I sound like fucking Patrick from SpongeBob. Hey, SpongeBob, make it work, people. He does the Taylor Show.
He does
fashion, top fashion.
America's Next Fashion Model.
No, it's like...
It's...
The Taylor.
Taylor's
Tim the Tool Man Taylor. No, what the fuck is his show called?
So Tim- off,
so off. Oh.
Which? Oh, by the way,
yeah.
By the way,
I try to see.
There is another show that's like that. Face Off. It's like you know the game show Face Off. It's like a reality
show. Is that where they
show?
Take their face off?
No. It's a professional makeup artists.
Oh, okay.
Who go head to head and make movie makeup stuff.
Yeah.
Week to week, they have to make creatures or animals out of people and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, sign me up for that one.
Clop, clop.
Clop, clop.
There's another one that was about movie set building.
Oh.
You know? Penn and Teller recently started one that's about magicians.
Oh.
It's called Wizard Wars.
Wizard Wars! Yeah, I like the name.
Wizard Wars, where basically they take four sort of semi-professional magicians.
Yeah.
And they split them up into two groups, and they make them go head-to-head at first. Mm-hmm. They give... It's sort of like Chopped for magicians.
Okay.
Because they give them like three ordinary objects that they have to tie into their routine.
Oh, wow.
And so like the team of the two like do their routine against the other team of two.
Your job right now is to make a trick with that rabbit, that pole, and that wood chipper.
Exactly.
Go.
Yeah, like rocking chair, egg crate, and Easter bunny peeps.
Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
You know, like shit like that, yeah. You know? As a fan of magic, it's like right up my geek alley.
Yeah.
Like, oh, magic. Yeah. And they take you behind the scenes a little bit. Like, they don't show you how to do the tricks.
I wonder if NPH will guest star.
I you know what? I really wanted them to bring Penn and Teller Fool Us to the States.
Aren't that they are?
No, they brought Wizard Wars.
No, I think they're also bringing Fool Us.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Because I thought that too, and then Wizard Wars showed up.
Oh, maybe,
You know, Wizard Wars is...
Maybe it's just still being done.
Wizard Wars has been syndicated now in the States.
Phone isn't loading anything! I'm trying to look up the fucking Tim Gunn show.
Project Runway.
Thank you!
I had it the entire time.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you dirty fuck.
It just came to my mind.
Okay, Project Runway. America's Taylor is what I came up with.
Hey there, neighbor.
America's Next Top Taylor. Oh, God.
But yeah, Wizard Wars is like that, where they, you know, like they, it's a competition show.
Yeah.
But you know, all magic, and then they have like these four sort of wizards, which I don't know how any of those wizards, like the people that are their quote unquote wizards, are any better equipped than the people that they bring up on stage.
Right.
Because all the credits that they give everybody seems like they're all pretty comparable.
Yeah.
They're all like mid-level magicians.
Right, right.
You know, the only ones that seemed higher above are like Penn and Teller. The guy that they have as a as one of the judges, he's like only the fourth American ever to win the Grand Prix of Magic.
Why is there a Grand Prix of Magic?
I don't know, but I want to go.
I'm rooting for Jeff Gordon.
Because it's magicians from all around the world that come to one place to compete.
What about the Masked Magician?
No, he's not. He's banned from magic.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Like Valentino or
something. He was a Latin magician.
Yeah. I remember when he unmasked, he's like, I am the Masked Magician. He pulls off his mask and he says his name like Valentino. And I was like, who?
Yeah.
It was very much the Star-Lord moment. Star-Lord, man. Who?
You know.
Legendary outlaw magician.
Never heard of you.
Yeah. My favorite magician is Job Bluth.
Job Bluth?
Job Bluth.
Oh.
Illusions, Michael. The guy I said I should play Deadpool, and everyone disagreed with me.
I agree with you.
Good.
I agree with you.
Thank you. Well, you know, a lot of people are like, no, it has to be Reynolds. He was good in the footage.
Why does it have to be? He wasn't in the footage.
It was a fucking, it was his voice.
It was CG.
Yeah, it was his voice and CG.
It was a fucking animated movie.
Yeah.
It could totally be. The way Will Arnett did Batman.
Look, his voice was fine.
In the Lego movie.
What's his name? Ryan Reynolds' voice was fine. My point was, in the comics, Deadpool is described as gravelly.
Right.
So, Will Arnett makes a lot of sense.
Will Arnett makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And he can be super sarcastic. I think what they're going for is the more, wacky. Like, Deadpool is a little more...
They're going with
a little more crazy.
There's a specific run of Deadpool that I can tell that they're basing the movie off of.
Ah, I see.
And it's very much Looney Tunes Deadpool.
Yeah. It's a little
R-rated
wackier.
Looney Tunes Deadpool.
Like, right. But I think, I agree with you. Will Arnett would be perfect.
Yeah,
because he can do the sort of snide comedy. He can he can be menacing with his voice.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. We'll learn it.
Thank you.
Because if they're only casting a fucking voice actor, then why not go with a better voice actor?
It is going to be a live action movie. Just the test footage with CG.
Oh
yeah.
Will Arnett doesn't really have the build.
Well, he could get into shape though. He's not.
I guess.
He's you know. Fucking apparently, Paul Rudd, who's playing Ant-Man, that other guy in the movie, Michael Douglas, said that he's like got into really good shape for the movie,
right?
To where the costume they got for him is too tight for his muscles.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
oh, Paul Rudd muscles.
No, Michael Douglas looking at him too closely.
Paint my face like a chipmunk and fuck my ass. Too much.
No, not enough.
Not enough.
Like your dick.
Yeah. Like my dick. Not wait. But yeah.
No, I totally agree with you, Deadpool.
Why don't I tell my story? We're going to finish the real show early and do like sort of a best of Dean just to give us a little commemoration. An homage to some of Dean's best moments.
Yes. Which there are many.
Yeah, there are very many. So that'll be like the next half of the show. But first I'm going to close out with this story. No nerdigories today.
Sorry.
Obviously.
Sorry, no stick zone.
Yeah, I'm sorry, no stick zone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just write your own fucking favorite chairs. There you go. Fuck. Have fun with that.
Lazy boy.
Lazy boy.
Damn it, we canceled.
Wicker.
Chaise lounge.
Who the fuck would like a wicker chair?
Nobody likes a wicker chair.
No, fuck that shit.
Fucking leaves your... No, never mind. That was going to be an incredibly racist joke. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Anyway, this was a very embarrassing thing that happened at work recently.
Uh-huh.
I was shitting at work.
As you do.
As I do.
This is more embarrassing than you tearing your nutsack open?
Nobody knew about that.
Oh, okay.
This is embarrassing because other people were involved.
Ah.
Specifically another person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shitting at work in the work bathroom. Now, my work bathroom has a problem. Each bathroom at my work has one stall and one urinal for the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
So that means only two people can use the bathroom at once.
Mm-hmm.
Someone pissing and someone shitting or pissing.
How many bathrooms are there in the building?
I don't know in the building. I know on the floor I'm on, there's three.
Three?
Yeah, and I work in a pretty big building, so they're spread out.
So at any given time, there can only be six people going to the bathroom.
On our floor.
On your floor.
Unless you want to go to another floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's equipped enough.
Ah, that's what I said. Anyway, so I'm shitting, and this will happen sometimes. There'll be a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And it's usually the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's the male janitor, usually they'll just walk in, and then they knock on the ladies' room.
Right.
And they say, maintenance. Yeah. Why did I excuse have to me. Do it in that voice?
Excuse me, is anybody in here?
Maintenance. And then...
Yo, maintenance!
No.
No.
And then, you know, make sure nobody's in there. If somebody's in there, they'll go and clean another bathroom and come back. And if nobody's in there, they just go clean it.
Right.
Right. So someone knocked on our door and said, maintenance. It was a lady voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have lady janitors. I guess they're just called maintenance now, not janitors. Is that like an outdated term?
I don't know. Is it like stewardess? Like nobody says stewardess anymore?
I think it might be.
They're a flight attendant.
I remember in elementary school we had custodians.
Yeah, the custodial. Oh shit!
Careful,
custodians.
Yeah,
something is weird about my setup tonight. I keep hitting my microphone.
Yeah,
I usually don't do that.
It's because Dean's not here.
Dean's not here, man.
Dean's not here, man. Legit.
Yeah, maybe custodians think they're
it's their maintenance. So knock on the door, maintenance, and I go, I'm in here, and it's like, okay. So right. I assume the person goes and cleans another bathroom. Now, apparently, I was shitting so long that they came back.
Oh.
So they possibly cleaned a whole nother bathroom and then came back to the one I was at.
That is a hearty shit, my friend.
Assuming I'd be done. Yeah. They knocked on the door again and said maintenance again.
Right.
And I knew it was the same voice.
Maintenance.
Now, what I should have done was disguised my voice and pretended I was somebody else now. Oh, I'm in here. But what I said instead and just blurted out without even thinking, I'm still in here.
Still me.
Still me. Right? So I was thinking, okay, maybe they're going to go clean another bathroom.
There's three chances are.
I should wrap up before they get back from that.
Right. That sure. would be the cue
yeah,
when so, that door shuts.
Yeah. So now I am...
finish your game of Angry Birds.
Yeah, right. I'm finishing up. I got the high score. Wipe.
Yes.
Wash my hands, clean myself, exit the bathroom. So I've been in the bathroom for a long time now because someone's knocked on the door, gone to clean another bathroom, come back, knocked on the door again.
Right.
And a few minutes after that is when I finally leave.
Right.
So that's a pretty long bathroom.
Well, you didn't
stretch.
Want to seem like you weren't going to wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know.
And I was on my lunch break, so it was like, I'm in no rush.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just fucking whatever. Just
eating burritos on your lunch break on the toilet.
On the toilet, yeah. Just a chain of food entering and exiting. Perfect.
It's the cleanest way.
Forever and ever. So I finally exit the bathroom, and the janitor lady is standing outside the bathroom, like on her phone.
She's trying to beat your high score.
Yeah. But like just waiting, like... I thought she would go clean another bathroom.
Right. Oh, she was just hanging out?
She was just hanging out now waiting for me to finish so she could clean that. Which means she was probably like at the end of her cycle, you know?
She's about to menstruate.
Yeah, that's what I meant. She's at the end of her rounds.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's just waiting for my bathroom to be done. So I've delayed her like 20 minutes.
Your shitty, shitty bathroom.
Shitty, stinky, fucking fat man shit bathroom.
Look, she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
She knows
yeah.
what a bathroom smells like when somebody has just come to it.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I wasn't
she
doing
was,
that.
She was posting that on Reddit, actually.
Yeah. I could never masturbate at work again. Now, that's already embarrassing.
Because the guy got fired. It's,
No, not that.
It makes it harder to masturbate because he's not there.
Right. That's already embarrassing, the fact that I took so long that the person has to stand outside and wait for me.
Right. 45-minute poop.
But what made it really bad is when I look at this janitor lady.
Did you lock eyes?
Locked eyes. It was one I had never seen before, so it was a new person. And it was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen.
Oh, no. You look up and you just hear, shibab, shibab.
Shibab, shibab.
That's exactly what happened. And then immediately, from the back of your brain, I was just shitting for 45 minutes. Yeah. Smack. Oh, no.
She had to wait for me, and now she's going to smell my shit. Gorgeous. She took my breath away.
Really?
Yeah. Like, legit breath away.
A
like
maintenance girl.
Yeah, it totally unexpected. Totally unexpected.
Really?
Yeah.
That, doesn't she know that she could do other things?
Gorgeous.
Just by being her, like, she doesn't even have to work. Like, people will just give her things for being
now,
pretty.
Now, here's the thing. I can't tell if she was really gorgeous or work gorgeous.
She was work hot.
You know how that works?
She's really like a 6.5.
Because you're stuck at work, there's girls there who you're like, she's fucking hot.
Janice, and then you try to show Janice wears skirts. She's pretty hot.
You try to show your friends, like, on your, like, I got a picture of this girl here. Right. Isn't she cute? She's all right. It's like, no, she's hot. It's because you're stuck at work.
Right.
Yeah. That made it sound like I sneak pictures of girls at work, by the way. And I don't. I'm talking about, like, legit, like, oh, picture time. Brr, work shit.
You make up excuses to take a picture of a girl at work. Like, so there's that it doesn't seem creepy.
No, like, there's a work event or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a very social work area.
Where you guys have bears.
Yeah, and I can sneak pictures of girls.
You hide the camera in the bear.
In the bear.
The department bear that also gets its own email address.
I forgot that you were referencing my shitty fucking work bear shit. Yeah. But yeah, she was gorgeous, and I just felt shame.
Do you have a picture?
No. That would be too weird. Can I get a picture of you? It's for the yearbook. Like, I wouldn't know what to say.
You should have just been like, look.
She's like, your work has yearbooks?
Nobody is going to believe me
when
I tell this story. I need a picture of you.
Yeah.
Preferably with your top off. What? I mean, I'm just fucking kidding. I didn't say that out loud, did I? That was just in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. Have you seen her since?
Yes.
Oh, is it awkward? Or is it like just awkward on your side? She can give a shit?
She's very nice and just smiles and nods at people when she walks by them. I'm pretty sure her English is not great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Better.
But I always feel like, she knows that I fucking have really stinky shits and that I take forever.
Was it a stinky shit?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you were there for 45 minutes. You could have courtesy flushed that away.
There was no courtesy flush that could solve this.
No courtesy flush.
Yeah, this was a bad one. This is one of those ones where you have to wipe forever.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah. It's like you're wiping a marker.
Why can't every... yes, it
keep,
is.
Keep there's more giving. Shit. Just more shit. Like, where is it coming from?
I can feel my insides.
Yeah.
How is there more shit on there?
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty bad.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Like, even if, like, first of all, I wouldn't have had a shot with her ever. But now there's, like, definitely no.
Right.
Like, before, I could have fooled myself into thinking I had a shot with
her. So slam that door.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I can flirt with the janitor girl.
So when's your second date?
Never. No.
Because I'm counting that as your first. You guys left awkwardly at a doorway, no kiss.
Yeah.
She found out some shit about you, literally. That perhaps she's uneasy with, or perhaps she's okay with. You know, that will really determine how you guys go forward in this sort of relationship.
More like radio.com. It's really bad.
Oh, man. With that, I think we should throw it to Best of Deans.
We should throw it to Best of Dean now.
Yeah, the Best of Deans.
Yeah.
Dean, clean up this mess.
Dean, again, if you are listening, we love you. We miss you.
Love you, buddy.
We wish you the best of luck. We're sorry you're not doing the show anymore, but we understand that you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, take care of you. Get better, man.
Think of it this way, especially more like radio listeners. A lot of them are Ron and Fez fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Fez has been having a problem for several years, yet he refuses to leave the show.
Oh.
Like, he barely talks on the air. He goes into crying jags.
Really?
Like, on the air, which can be entertaining, but also can be infuriating because you're like, why is your name on this show when you barely contribute? As a fan, right. You're like, bah! It's frustrating.
Right.
Dean was having problems,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing what Fez should have done by removing himself from the situation that he doesn't want to be in.
And working on his...
He's going to work on his shit. He's going to work on... He's got a depression he needs to work on. I said a depression. Like,
I thought you were going to say AIDS. I heard AIDS in my...
He's got
in my,
AIDS.
I don't believe he has AIDS.
Yeah, no. You know, Dean's got to take care of him.
Dean's got to take care of Dean, you know?
Dean's got to take care of Dean.
You know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all the respect for his decision on our end.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to send him, you know, well wishes, at Fruitsy Collins on Twitter.
Send him some puppy pictures.
FROTSY Collins. And he does.
.com. Oh, no, not.
No, not .com. And he does like puppy pictures.
He does love puppy pictures.
Yeah. yeah. Just, you know, show him some support. Be like, we'll miss you, Dean. But, you know, feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
Buck up, chump. Chap. I can't talk. Best of Dean coming up right after this. Burk.
Yeah. So listen to the break. Click the Amazon banner. Should we do plugs?
No.
No?
Yeah, we're Shy Kids.
Buy our shit.
TheShyKids.com. Bam.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you would like to share your favorite Dean moment for next week, maybe...
Sure.
Send us an email, comments at theshykids.com.
Yeah, if you want to share some Dean stuff.
We'd be more than happy to read how much you loved him.
Yes.
But yeah, aside from that, as always, remember?
This never happened. I guess it's my job now.
Is that yours?
It's mine now. This never happened. Ha-ha, I'm mad with power. This never happened.
And that never happened. And that never happened.
And none of this ever happened.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh, God, it's Danny Glover. Danny Glover. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey smokers, you stink! I'm not talking about your character, that's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
Oh, you gotta meet shit. That girl that likes being called a dickhead.
I want to meet that girl.
I want to meet that dad.
You ever called the girl a dickhead, Dean?
No. But I thought that's probably more awkward than that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yay. Probably more awkward than yours, too.
Than mine?
It kind of involves Disneyland, too, in a way.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, this was, I was dating somebody, and I was living in Irvine.
Minnie Mouse.
No, I know.
Pocahontas.
I poked her harness.
I was going to say that, and you stole it.
Yep. I stole that gem.
Yeah. Gem.
So there was.
I always wanted to fuck the Ariels at Disneyland. Ariels in the sky. No, like the fish girls. Ariel. Little
like
Mermaid.
Like you're talking about Ariel.
Like Ariel with legs or Ariel with fin?
Oh, I don't care.
Either. Well, then she would just lay her eggs and you would jizz all over them. I mean, that's how fishes have sex.
Yeah. Well, that explains the fishy smell.
It's pretty bad.
But anyway, my story is, so this took place in Irvine, somebody who shall not be named. So
let's call her.
Did she go to UC Irvine?
Yeah. And her
let's call her
and
O. Winfrey.
Well, in her last... Well, her last name was Kim, which, like, that doesn't really give you any,
you probably
like,
shouldn't have mentioned her actual name.
Well, because if you say somebody goes to UC Irvine and their last name is Kim, that could be one
that's
of, like, thousands
a billion
of people.
That's,
yeah, that's, like, the whole
her name was Kim Kim.
Kim Kim.
Kim Kim.
Kim Kim.
So, anyway, there was a place. It was sort of like the lookout point of Irvine, kind of. I'm not going to mention what it is because it's. I don't want
like a place that you would go and park?
No, it was actually.
Like in the 50s?
It was, yeah. It was kind of like a hiking trail. It was like this big, like, craggy.
Where Zodiac would kill you.
It kind of looked like the aggro crag from Guts that old Nickelodeon show, actually.
Mike O'Malley leads you.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's like smoke coming out of it. Yeah. Like you had to be on this weird.
Fake boulders coming
out. You had to
down
be on this weird like three-wheeled bicycle thing. And, like, wow. And like do swinging.
You had to cross a swimming pool in a kayak to get to it.
Get them a kayak.
And so we would go up the aggro crag, and we were going to have like this. And it's a romantic spot because it's at the top. Nobody can really see you. And
so it's mountain.
Yeah, it's
and secluded.
It's, yeah, it's like the size of a hill, but it's like craggy and it's really steep. And anyway, look, this isn't a geology class; it's about fucking. But from the top of this mountain, you can see.
So now you're turning this mountain into a molehill.
Well, that's what she called it. She turned my mountain. She turned my molehill into a mountain.
She's looking at your molehills. Why is she staring at your back? Looking at your moles on your back.
I'm Italian and I'm very sensitive about that.
Anyway, so you're up the aggro crag.
So I was at the peak of the aggro crag, and from the top of it, you can see across Irvine, and at night there's like lights all in the city, and you can kind of see the fireworks from Fantasia in the distance, and so it's really romantic.
It's phantasmic.
Yeah.
Also, it's just the fireworks. They aren't.
Oh yeah, they're not tied to Fantasia.
Oh, I thought it was Fantasia. Oh, okay.
They have like some pyrotechnics, but they don't have like fireworks. There's a fireworks show that happens in between the two Fantasia.
Well, I didn't do my fucking in Disneyland, so that's why I don't know
that. Yeah. But he could see you fucking from where he was.
Yeah, yeah. I had, pull out a spyglass.
Yeah, I had a.
Let's do that.
And then my phone call was coming in through his cell phone.
We all linked together.
We all linked LinkedIn. That's why. And then we created that website, LinkedIn. We fucking link like Zelda, bitch.
And we lost all of our money, and now we're doing a podcast in the garage.
Sunrise, sunset. So anyway, it's a romantic spot with fireworks and lights, and
it's a nice place to see a meteor shower.
Ooh. This is true. So we had like a picnic set up, and so we like lay a towel down for a picnic and something else, you know.
A picnic.
Yeah, there was eating going on. I was just
you slid in face first.
Yeah, I was just face first down in a watermelon. You know, just like nom nom nom.
No.
Yeah,
seeds. Outer seeds.
Yeah, seedless. Is
that? Oh well, you can eat the white ones.
Well, I prefer the black ones.
It's too bad this isn't a video podcast. The visual of you eating watermelon.
I'm like a typewriter of that shit.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, so
So this is not the podcast we let our mothers listen to.
No. It should probably say that into the description.
Yeah. Yeah, mom, don't listen to this.
This podcast is not for our moms.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, while we are in the throes of passion, so to speak.
While you're eating your watermelon.
In the throes of passion.
Yeah. Yeah. You were working.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to swallow one
you
of
were
those.
Pickling your face, and she was in the throes of passion.
You're getting raisin nose. Yeah.
So in this position, if you can kind of imagine the geometry of the situation.
Yeah.
That sound is gross.
Yeah.
So I've I'm kind of facing with my ass in the air, kind of.
Nice.
Like you do.
Yeah. Yeah, as I do.
But are your pants down?
Yeah.
You were expecting the tap, weren't
well,
you?
This is it's a very isolated area.
The good know. Job tap. Like, yeah. I'm almost finished. You could enter.
Well, then, yeah. Well, this is like warm in the oven, pretty
Come
much.
Come on in.
It's warm in the oven.
Yeah.
I'm red as a beet. By golly.
You're in pregame.
By golly.
Oh.
By golly, your pussy is delicious.
I must say. Nom, nom, nom.
It's awkward when your monocle falls out. And into the, right?
Oh, you fogged the lens.
That's why I always have an ascot to wipe it off. Yes.
That's why you rested on her mons.
I don't know why that bugged me, but calling it a mons. All right.
So what happens is that, you know.
So you're eating the pussy.
Yeah. Ass in the air. Like, I just don't care.
Ass up, face down.
And,
put your ass in the air. Put your ass up in the air.
So you're fucking straight up asshole exposed to the sky?
Yeah. Like Highlander.
All right. There could be only one.
So this is, and so things are going pretty good.
A meteorite hits you in the cornhole.
Can I guess the end?
What is it?
A coyote's nose.
Presses up against your bum.
Cold and wet.
No, but it's pretty much just... just trying to establish dominance. But no, it's worse than that. Things are going pretty well, and she's about to... come to fruition, so to speak.
She's
and
enjoying herself.
She's having.
You hear that, ladies?
She's having a grand old time.
Dean's good. Dean's good at eating box.
I have a girlfriend now.
Hit him up on Twitter.
She must be happy
after the episode.
So she's about to get there, and it's going good until I start to hear a sound behind me. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like helicopter blades.
Oh, shit.
And I start to... And I'm like, is it getting... And it start, and I see a little bit of light coming from behind us.
Spotlight, no. Spotlight you?
Oh.
And I kind of look over
did you
my...
Did you feel heat in your open asshole? Just UV rays.
They're trying to speed check me.
It suddenly got warm.
Boom. And I've been goosed by Satan.
I felt a breeze and then a warmth.
And so I look behind me, and sure enough, it's a helicopter going over us with like a light that's like shining over us.
Did they shine it on you?
I don't think so, but that was like the first thought I had. Like there was going to be like, attention people, fucker.
We've got a sig alert on the
finish
mountain
your
molehill.
Meal and leave the mountain.
It's a mole. It's more of a molehill. Oh,
we didn't come here to look at your asshole. Turn around.
Oh, run along there, kids.
Boy, boy. I got me pilot's license now.
Yes, I'm on my way to Disneyland.
I'm flying the helicopters.
I'm just spinning my nightstick over my head.
Yeah.
Over my head.
Quit eating her pussy, you dickhead.
Yeah. Go for it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he got an upgrade. But no, I think it was just a thing like the helicopter that was part of its flight path. I don't think they were like scoping us out, but because it went like right over.
So they weren't directly like,
I think it was going to hovering over you, you open asshole. I think it was going to John Wayne Airport or something. But it scared the fucking shit out of me. I'm out of here.
I pushed her down the aggro crag.
Yeah, and then I got my piece of the aggro. And she was just like, cause she was almost there, and then helicopter made me jump off her.
Helicopter made me jump off.
And she's like, God damn it, you fucker, why did you stop? I thought the police were here.
Did you not see the fucking helicopter?
There are a few things that would stop me from finishing.
I hired the helicopter.
It was supposed to be romantic.
Yeah. It's part of my helicopter fantasy.
It's supposed
fantasy.
To pick us up right when I come.
It was supposed to play 16 candles.
They were going to drop a rope ladder.
Yeah.
So yeah, that didn't that ended a lot worse than it started.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So somebody got a really good look at my asshole, at least. So.
In infrared.
Yes.
So the predator was looking
the predator yeah. in a helicopter.
They're looking for like an escape convict, and they're like, let's check the whoa, hello.
Hey now.
He looks like he's been to prison before. Let's get him, boys.
So is that zombie's eating that poor girl.
Is that awkward enough for you?
That sounds pretty awkward.
No, I don't think we're going to get any more awkward.
I think we're at time, too.
Yeah.
That was fucking great.
Fucking helicopter killed your game.
Yeah, I'm going to call
my... copper blocked you.
I'm going to call my girlfriend and say, don't watch this episode. Oh, I would try it again. That was a good one.
No.
No copter blocked
you. They copter blocked you. Thanks for the pity laugh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I thought it was
funny. That's what we're here for.
Right?
Dean, have you ever shit your pants?
Yeah. Going around the room. I've never shit my pants.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So
this is amazing. No, hold on. This is blowing my mind. Seriously?
Two adults you've met.
That have shit themselves.
Yes.
Well, plus my friend and then like my brother.
Oh, your friend. Okay. Oh,
sure. Outside the show friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are my friends.
No, I mean, we're talking about you.
Perfect stranger, not named Corey
or Balky. Yeah.
This guy I know, he's in Canada. You don't
his
know
his name
him.
Is Balky.
Yeah. My story was I think I was in sixth grade, probably. No, it must have been later. It was eighth grade. Yeah, because
okay. So we're talking junior high.
Yeah, so right on the cusp of where it's a little less excusable to be shitting your pants.
Yeah,
just on the cusp.
Yeah.
It just like it's like 11. Yeah, you're still kind of a kid. 12, 13. Okay, you're fucking yeah. So what happened is that I had a really bad flu, and I was in the middle of a class, and I started feeling my stomach churning.
Why were you at school with a really bad flu?
Because I think I was an overachiever, and also
his parents were Asian.
He just wore a mask.
Yeah, it's weird I came out like this. Yeah. But yeah,
Italian.
Yeah.
Dean, I think you were adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why Shigeru Miyamoto came up with Mario.
Yeah.
I think Japanese people just have Italian kids.
Mm-hmm. That must be it.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Or giant gorillas. Lame jokes.
Nintendo jokes.
Yeah. Nintendo, don't try doing that again.
So you were in eighth grade.
Yeah, I was in eighth.
I would say you're well past the time where you could be shitting your pants.
And you're also at the point where shitting your pants in public is super mortifying because you're in eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like junior high.
This is like if you blink wrong, they'll call you a faggot for the rest of your life and stuff.
While we've established it's the best of the highs. Junior high.
It's true.
It was a high of time. It was a low of time.
It is also a place of extreme judgment by your peers.
Yeah.
Forever you'd be known as shit
boy.
Yeah.
Shit boy.
No, actually, I was known as dickhead back then because...
Did you have a step cut?
No, it was because of that phone call that you gave me before. No. Trying to tie it back to no, it was actually I had a step cut when I was a kid, and it was like it was and I had blonde hair when I was younger too.
What? Really?
Well, it was like it started out as like dirty blonde, and then as I went through puberty it just turned brown. And then that's also when I stopped going outside, so I just never got my hair bleached at all by the sun. And so, yeah, I had this blonde step cut, so it was almost the same color as my skin, and it also had a little bit of a mullet thing in the back, it looked like a big pink cock just walking around.
Did you look like Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch?
Oh, shit,
The last season.
I was like a big lanky version of that, basically. Yeah, so this is a big awkward cock walking around.
Hey, what's up, cock boy?
What's up, dickhead?
Yep.
Dickhead.
I had a lot of names.
Were you bullied in high school, Dean?
Not really. I just isolated a lot.
You didn't?
It was like self-bullying, basically.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just like shitting on myself, literally, in this case. Yeah. I think what helped with me is that Columbine happened when I was around middle school.
Oh, shit.
And I wore black, and I was like the kid that never talked to anybody. So I think that kind of made people avoid me.
They didn't want to get on your bad side.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd like buy you Dr. Peppers. Remember my face.
Hey.
Here's a Snickers. My name is Steven. Look me in the eyes. My name is Steven.
Yes. That's what my dad told me to do. Yeah. But in this situation, it was just like, I'm worried the story is not that funny. It's just kind of sad because...
well, you shit yourself in eighth grade. That's
yeah, because I shit myself in the middle of class. And then it was to the point where I was afraid to stand up because I was like, is this shit just going to run down my leg when I stand up? It was one of those situations.
That's a terrible feeling of uncertainty.
Yeah,
because you don't know how to deal with that. Like,
it's kind of like some Fukushima shit. Like, you don't want to mess around with it. You don't want to pour water on it. You don't want to get up because there might be a leak in the reactor.
Right. I mean, like, even if you piss yourself, like, you've spilled water. Everybody spilled water on their pants or whatever, like been awkwardly wet in just a portion of them. And you can deal with that, right?
Yeah.
Spilling mayonnaise on your crotch.
Shit, yeah, right?
I
swear it's mayonnaise.
I constantly spill water on my crotch. I think once a day.
The thing is, it wasn't really that funny. It's really just like, it was like I just kept sitting down because I was afraid to get up and then have like shit go down my pants and then everybody would obviously know what it is. So I just kind of sat there and I think everybody know because it smelled horrible because it was just like,
well, wet. Yeah,
it was just like
you just sat there and like bubbled in your pants. Just,
yeah, just like our chairs were set up in a way. This is even worse where we had
around.
Well, no, it was actually, it was like groups of four. So the desks were like pushed together. So we were all like facing each other and really close together too. And so, and I just like ended up sitting in that class after everybody filed out of there at the end of the period. And like, I was the last kid in there. I was just sort of like had my head on my desk, just ashamed. And the teacher came over. It's like, are you right? What's wrong? And then I just like,
and then the smell hit her.
Yeah. And it's like, whoa. Oh. Yeah, no, I just started crying. And
I would cry too.
Yeah, so.
Okay. How far into the class did you shit yourself?
I think it was like halfway through it.
So you had to sit there and fucking marinate in it.
This was like, yeah, this was like that was pretty tender. But
well, how long are junior high classes? Like 45 minutes?
I think so.
Yeah,
something like that.
It was like a good 20 minutes. I think it's just stewing
God
in my own
damn
juices.
Oh. Did you do that thing where you kind of like shifted in your seat to see like,
did you hear people going like someone farted?
No, I don't. I think I was just so mortified. I don't remember the specifics very well.
You went into shock.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I went
the world closed in around you.
I went in a septic shock. So that was a shitty story.
Yeah. Puns.
I can't believe both of you guys have shit yourself.
Pull the strings!
But,
okay, my story is, it involves my girlfriend, and, so I was over at her house and we were watching a movie, and, she has her TV set up in her bedroom, so we can, like, sit on the bed and, snuggle. Well, not while we're watching a movie, like,
handjobs.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. We want our eyes.
Didn't
to be
you
working.
Learn anything from that fucking song in the 90s where you could do it doggy style? So you
I love
watch X-Files?
I love cinema.
Yeah,
God damn it. So we're watching this movie.
We're trying to watch Koyaanis Gatsi.
Trying to watch Juana, man. I don't want to have any distractions. I think we're watching a horror movie or something, and so we're kind of cuddling up and doing like all that goofy ass baby talk and shit. And
I mean, I'm not gonna say it because you know I'm a tough guy. And
well,
shit,
and she's four, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She actually is a baby.
Who's
so that's
a
kinda,
big girl?
Kinda, yeah.
Boop.
Did you make poopies? Poopies. Poopies. You're so
You're so adorable with your mouth on my gag.
He gave her a raspberry on her tummy.
She's like, "Oh, did you cheat on me?" I'm like, look at my keys, jingle, 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 jingle. But what happened was that we're cuddling and
watching a horror movie.
Yeah, well, she likes horror movies, so that's like relaxing. 4-year-old for her.
I'm gonna teach
movies.
You what big girls do.
So you're watching like little
big girls. Well,
in Texas,
yeah. Contrary to the song, big girls do cry.
Oh.
Especially when you fuck them. So we're like baby talking and shit and cuddling and
this is a sweet story.
Oh, it's like oh. Yeah. And then so I just kind of like talking to her ear and go, I love hugging you. And she said, what? And she like sat up and she's like, what?
She,
the, what?
She's
she like,
hates hugging.
No, no, it'll make sense at the end of the story. She's like, what the fuck? And she like sits up and I'm like searching my mind because I always am worried I'm coming off as creepy. I'm like, wait, I think what I said was sweet and cute and shit. Let me like look in my memory yeah. bank, see if I like
access the data bank.
Hold on, did I? was I staring? I don't know. And then I'm like, wait, what? And then she said, what did you say to me? And I was like, I love hugging you. And she was like, oh, God damn, Jesus. And she like sits down. I'm like, wait, what did you think I said?
Yeah.
And she was like, I thought you said you love fucking me. And then I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, wait. And I imagine what that would sound like to her because I said in like a cute, like sincere, like loving voice.
I love fucking you.
And I can tell, like, holy shit. It's like, and she's like, I was creeped out. I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you. Like, fucking, I would be creeped out too if I sincerely said I'm fucking you while we were just cuddling. Yeah,
that's so, fucking great.
So that was, and now for and now is it, whenever we're cuddling, I think like I do say like it's like, oh, I like hugging you. Like she goes like, could you not say that anymore?
Because it
like,
reminds her.
Yeah,
like,
it reminds her
she
of that.
Misheard you.
And it's weird because she can't really get mad at me because I didn't do anything. She has misheard me, but it's still the damage is done. The yeah. synapses have been built. And
next yeah. time. Actually say
yeah and then
say, you know what I said baby.
Yeah
yeah I should just say I love hugging her while I'm fucking her. That'll really
yeah.
throw her off.
Yeah, as soon as you get inside, I love hugging you.
Just like do babies like oh, you
I love it so much.
Get off of me
or,
fuck.
Or say it say it when she goes what say no I meant I love fucking up your life. yeah.
It's like the shit you did as a creepy kid where you would if you were on a bus on a trip or something, like you would say I want to vacuum to
yeah.
other cars
yeah.
cuz it looked like it said like I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Olive juice was
olive
another
juice
one that kids would do. It looks like yeah. I love you.
Oh, I thought that would look like I love jizz.
Or that, yeah, you know.
All right.
That'd be a creepy thing for a kid to say.
Yeah, yeah. That would be the first thing that comes to my mind when a yeah. kid mouths something.
Those
to
are
me.
My first words.
Yeah, I remember.
Mommy, I made jizz.
I remember doing that particularly wrong.
Yeah.
Because there was another wow. thing where you would sort of, you would to truck drivers, you would sort of pull your fist down to yeah. get them to honk their horn. I mixed the two up, and I would say, I want a vacuum to truck drivers.
Oh, no.
As a little kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I sort of fucked that up.
Yeah.
I want to fist you. Well,
you gave them nice boner fuel
yeah,
for the rest
right,
of their
right.
truck
yeah,
ride.
Yeah, yeah. That'll perk them up. I've accidentally walked into the women's restroom at work before because we have two floors with bathrooms on it, and they're in the same part of the building on each floor.
Yeah.
And but for some reason, the construction makes it so that the men's and women's switch
between
that other floor.
Yeah.
So I get the muscle memory of going around this corner and going into the men's room, and then on the off day I have to go into the first floor. I accidentally walked in for about half a second. I'm like, oh, there's no urinals in here. I'm out of here.
It's the dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait
like,
a minute.
I'm like, wait, there are here. Naked ladies having sex in here. I better get out of here because that's what happens in the in the girls' bathroom.
Well, that's what we like to think at least.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? They're all lathering each other up.
It's true.
Oh, work is so hard.
With hand soap?
Yeah. Let's work out our lesbian fantasies yeah. on each other. Let's practice kissing the boys.
Dean, you tell your bad first impressions.
So, in middle school, there were 2 years where people thought I was autistic.
Oh, no.
That is quite a first impression.
2 years?
The first impression, well, first of all, I was a quiet kid. But this is...
So that means you're autistic?
No, but it didn't help. Let me tell this in order. The first impression was actually before the school year started. There was a show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Sightings. It was
yes.
Yeah, it was sort of like... it was sci-fi show or the conspiracy theory shows before the History Channel, basically,
right?
And so it would just it just be like, this week we saw a cigar shaped UFO over here, and isn't astral projection weird? And anyway, there was a documentary on my brother that was on that channel because my brother's autistic, and
Your brother's in a... I mean, I knew he was autistic. I mean, really, he was in a documentary?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was like a...
on sightings?
A 10-minute thing for sightings. Yeah, because there's a subset of conspiracy theorists and paranormal enthusiasts and stuff that think that autistic kids are magic. Like, there's this indigo children crap where they think that they're the next stage in human evolution, and even though they can't read and they can't flush the toilet on their own. But
is this like the opposite spectrum of the people that think that vaccinations cause autism?
No, it's probably there's probably some overlap in that shit.
Really, like
they're force feeding vaccinations to their kids.
Chickenpox vaccination gave my kid autism. How much and now do he's I magic?
How much do I feed him until he turns indigo?
Right.
But yeah, they think that they're like psychic and they can feel like the ray lines of the earth and all this shit and talk to aliens.
I know that like there's some correlation with like the what's it called? Savantism.
Yeah.
And autism.
Yeah.
Or like certain autistic people can have like powerful memories, or they're really fast at math, or they can recall like dates on a calendar, what day it is.
Yeah, that's a really small minority of them.
But that's probably where that stems from. That people think that autistic people are
that, and it's like that, and it's like New Earth, like the hippy dippy shit that just kind of gets...
rub some crystals on them, and
yeah, like don't put them in the special ed class. Put them into the astral projection chambers and stuff, and yeah. But so he was on
those salt floating coffins, what are those
sensory
called?
Deprivation.
Those, like, sensory deprivation that Joe Rogan gets into?
Yeah, my brother would sleep with like a copper pyramid over his head and shit.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Real quick, how did he get selected for this documentary?
Yeah.
I think my mom was like the most renowned person in like Capistrano Unified School District for like working with people with autism.
Okay.
Okay.
So they like went to her.
Yeah, I think, and I was pretty young when this happened, so I don't know the specifics. But
is your brother older or younger than you?
A year and a half younger.
Okay.
Yeah. And so. They filmed him for this, and it was just like basically him drawing and stuff, because he's kind of a savant when it comes to art. But it was just like pictures of him drawing with like overlaid footage of my mom talking about his condition and stuff. And then the guy at the end trying to put a paranormal spin on it. It's like, some people believe that they're psychic in the new stage in human evolution. What do you think? And all that stupid shit. But
in his drawing, did he sketch 9/11?
No, he mostly like traced Dr. Seuss stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
kids. Everyone's gonna have really weird fuzzy faces.
Yeah,
it's the coming of the furries.
We're all gonna turn mutated and grow really long. We're gonna have star bellies. And yeah.
He predicted furries.
He kept offering me ham.
You thought that was Hop on Pop, but that was really the second tower.
Yeah,
but yeah. So the problem with that is that that show was pretty popular when I was in middle school, and so before the year even started, he and I have similar names. I'm Dean Bottino, and he's Dane Bottino. And I have brown hair now, but when I was younger, it was blonde, and his hair is still blonde now. So back then, we had the same haircut. We had that dick looking like bowl haircut,
and the worst haircut.
Yeah, and we were both like blonde little dick children. And so we looked almost exactly alike at that point.
You look like the Uncle Jesse's children from Full House.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good look.
No.
So yeah, they saw this documentary and they didn't know who the fuck I was coming into middle school. So they heard Dean Bottino, and then this fucker named Dean Bottino comes in. And so they thought it was that I was the person in the documentary. So everybody was like being real nice and be like, oh, hi, Dean, how's it going? And all that condescending bullshit. And
you're all, everyone's really nice here.
Yeah. But I was also really shy in middle school, so like I never really talked to anybody, and I had my head down a lot in class. Yeah. So that didn't help, because that kind of reinforced the idea that I was autistic. And yeah. I also got really good grades in middle school too, so it made, ooh, wow, he's like a savant or something. He's like Rain Man. And
oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And the worst thing was is that my mom was my biology teacher, because she taught at the same middle school I went to, and she showed that documentary like in the brain development part of the course. Uh-huh. And she didn't like explain, like, by the way, this isn't the person sitting in the front row there. This is my son. Did he has any, a different name.
Did any jackass ask for your autograph?
Now that I knew I wouldn't be able to write. So, yeah. I don't know when people stopped thinking I was autistic, because there was a point where I stopped being the autistic kid and started... It must have been after Columbine, because after that I turned into the... Maybe this is the next Columbine kid.
Oh, no.
When he started wearing trench coats.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, he's the quiet, shy one. That was,
right. Everybody starts profiling you.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably listens to Marilyn Manson, probably.
He plays, probably. He plays Doom all the time.
Yeah, that has a gun in it.
Yeah.
Wow, like an entire class... Or like student body thought that you were autistic for a few months.
Yeah,
wow.
And I didn't talk out enough to correct them anyway. So
I, you know, to be honest, I don't know how offensive this is. I'd probably ride that out for a little while.
Yeah, I don't know if being autistic gets you a lot of pussy though.
No,
well, nobody's really getting that much pussy in middle school.
I know. I wasn't. So yeah, that's kind of a.
Yeah.
I could see that as a bad first impression for 2 years.
Yeah, people,
everyone
people thinking I have a neurological disorder.
Oh wait, it was 2 years, not 2 months.
Oh, yeah, it was
like all of middle school.
The first part of middle school, pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever ask you about it, or like...
I think I just hung out with a small group of friends anyway, and then I was pretty angsty in middle school, so I was just like, if nobody liked me, I was like, ah, fuck them. They're all posers.
So the other piece of feedback I got is for Dean.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny that both of these are kind of on the attack.
Okay. We all know how sensitive I'm not.
Yeah.
Apparently, Doc's friends are blinded by their love.
This is two different groups of friends who had Macklemore and then the Dean thing. Mm-hmm.
We didn't make you justify fucking Miley Cyrus.
Hey.
They said, oh, about your Nerdigories, Dean. What the fuck is all that stuff in your Nerdigories? I don't know what it is.
It wasn't your Nerdigories.
Stop being too obscure.
As we've discussed in the past, I have friends who are...
Oh, big man. He's got friends.
People like to spend time with you outside of this.
I have friends who are furries.
Oh.
Which we talked about before.
Yes.
And on our last episode, Dean kind of went on a mini furry tirade. And they brought it up to me.
Yif.
And it wasn't like...
Hold on. As a podcast, we've had way worse conversations
In
full about furries than Dean had last episode.
Well, here's what happened, though. My friends concocted a theory about Dean's hatred of furries.
That he's a closeted furry?
Close.
Oh, okay.
What, I was fucked by one?
No, they think...
I thought we made peace with the furries.
Dean, we know you are an ex-cosplayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why you're annoyed with furries, because they took over the anime conventions that you used to go to dressed as fucking...
As my respectable Naruto character.
Miles Edgeworth and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a theory amongst my couple furry friends now that Dean... was possibly dating a girl at the time that started to get interested into the furry thing and kind of got Dean involved a little bit. And now the shame of the fact that he was involved a little bit is like a fuck furries. Fuck them.
He's a self-loathing
it's
former
self-loathing
furry.
Because at one point you participated in maybe a cuddle party.
Well, you know that's not true because I didn't have sex in my 20s, so...
Was cosplaying before that?
Yeah, the last time
of course cosplay was before that.
Yeah, who cosplays
and have sex?
Who cosplays?
You don't cosplay anymore.
Nobody cosplays after sex.
You get to see real boobs.
Yeah. Sorry, cosplayers.
You're not real people.
Yeah.
See me at WonderCon next year.
It's WonderCon.
So how do you respond
to
these charges?
I'll be dressed as Venus de Milo.
That would be awesome.
I wasn't getting it on with furries in high school, and I wasn't getting on with anybody in high school, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't defend myself with the fact that I was a virgin, so...
All
right. A little Freudian slip right there.
I was.
No. Audience, don't worry. I know Dean's girlfriend, and they have fucked. She sent me the pictures.
That's creepy.
Well, I can't get off without you breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
But she is a furry. She hasn't told you yet, though.
She likes dogs.
I don't know if that's a furry. Yeah. I know plenty of people that like dogs, Corey. Mm.
I don't like dogs.
Oh, you
like
I'm going
to get some hate mail on that one.
Oh, God.
No, dogs are fine. I like dogs just fine.
Yeah. I don't like dogs, and the Armenian genocide was fake.
At Fruitsy Collins.
At Fruitsy Collins. F-R-O-O.
I was in character.
I'm sure that you would get more hatred for not liking dogs.
Well, there's a lot more dogs than Armenians, so...
Yeah, I bet Armenians would be like, you don't like dogs, motherfucker?
They would see the joke, because Armenians are very friendly, humorous people. They get humor. Yeah. They know a character when they hear it.
Sure.
But yeah, so no shameful furry past from Dean?
No, not so much.
You just hate them because they ruin conventions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any other...
That was it.
Judgments.
There was just two
from
judgments
your
quote from
unquote friends.
My quote unquote friends. By the way, these friends don't exist. These are all what I think. No, I'm kidding. So, Dean, I believe you had something to speak about tonight.
I did. I know.
I'm a furry.
That was a wonderful segue. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dean. Sorry.
And Dean, introduce the topic.
I'm a sexy beaver. No, I know we've visited this topic before, but I had so much fun with it when we did it. So I thought we've all had embarrassing situations happen to us. And so I was thinking we could revisit that tonight.
Easily a topic we could revisit once a month if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll settle the waters a little bit.
Round two.
So I remember this recently when I was about... This was middle school, so I was probably about 13 or so. We were going on a field trip to the San Juan Creek for some reason.
Where's that?
It was like right next to our school, and it was in San Juan, yeah.
San Juan Capistrano?
San Juan Capistrano, yeah.
Okay.
So there's a creek that's like right by the mission.
I used to deliver down there.
Yeah.
It's quite lovely.
Yeah.
It's southern Orange County for those of you out
there. South Orange County. Yeah. There's a mission there.
Yeah, like by San Clemente and Dana Point, all that bullshit.
They still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
There's a mission there.
It's before you get to San Diego.
It's where the Swallows used to go before they packed up and moved to Irvine.
Before all those chemtrails.
That reference. Because there's a lot of San... The Swallows fly to San Capistrano.
Yeah, do they not go there anymore?
No, they go to Irvine.
Really?
There's a bridge under Irvine they all hang out under now.
Oh.
Wow.
With Corey's vector control buddies.
Yep.
Yep.
climate change, guys. It's real. The Swallows... Yep. Moved north.
Pat Sajak says no.
Pat Sajak can suck a dick.
The host of Wheel of Fortune says nay.
Put that on a poster.
Nay to you.
Do you know where all the bees went, you guys?
I'd like to solve Pat.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak can suck a dick.
That is correct.
Phrases from popular
No whammies. Podcasts. No whammies.
Doc Wheatley's Pat Sajak impression is just Regis Philbin.
I'm going out of control!
Yeah, just go in a lower register, and I think you got it nailed.
I'm Pat Sajak.
There you go. Bleh. Done.
Bleh. That's more Chuck Woolery. Sorry, Dean. Go ahead.
Bleh.
So you were at the San Juan Creek?
Yeah, and so we were there for a field trip by looking at like the wildlife that was in there, like all that stagnant water that has a wonderful wildlife in it. It's perfect for a school trip.
Perfect.
Yeah, and...
Water fight!
And it's an artificial creek, so it has those. It's sort of like the LA River, where it has those cement like slopes going down into it.
I thought
it.
You meant it was a mirage. It's artificial.
Yeah, it's really just like the heat haze coming out of the asphalt.
Yeah, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
So there's lots of flora and fauna on the.
On the very middle of it, yeah, lots of moss and shit. And so slippery as it was and as slanted as it was, I slipped into it as we were walking across.
So it was kind of a slippery slope?
It was a slippery slope. And I
now people are going to be marrying dogs.
Yeah. By the way, it's slippery Asians, please.
Yeah. Ooh, well, that's why.
Let's be correct.
Well, it's slanted.
Yeah.
So so I fell into
more
the...
More like radio.com.
Hope we're making you proud.
Yeah.
Armenians aren't real.
I know several.
I do too.
System of a Down.
Yeah.
And
others.
System of a Down fans.
They're just a heat haze. So I fell into this boggy shit water.
The bog of eternal stench.
and just like full of stagnant mosquitoes and shit and moss and all this.
I know the feeling.
Shit.
Yes.
And so my clothes are completely ruined. And there's like you know, in those artificial
fake rivers,
like a drainage
ditch. Yeah, there's a drainage ditch that sort of cuts into the cement slope that you can go in. Because I had to change my clothes after this, and so a teacher took me and brought me over behind one of these little alcoves. You touched it, didn't look at it.
Let me suck the sewage off of it.
Let me make this stagnant.
Stagnant cum. Go ahead.
So after I finished,
that was quick.
I didn't say it was good. Yeah. They put me in this. I had to get rid of the clothes and put on this really oversized T-shirt and basically
a sleeper.
Yeah, so I'm wearing like this muumuu basically all the way. So I'm completely naked underneath this thing.
Did you put a belt around it?
No.
Did you accessorize it?
I sashayed my hips.
So yeah, but that is an interesting topic idea. Like things that infuriated you growing up.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any stories like that?
That could work, Dean.
I've got a story like that. I don't know how funny it is because it kind of makes me. Word of warning: it kind of makes me sound like a psycho.
That's perfect.
Well, but it happened when I was much younger. And I don't think I'm no longer a psycho, at least the kind that hurts people.
Chances are the things that are going to make us super fucking aggro as kids are going to make us sound like either psychos. Idiots or psychos.
Okay, yeah. I'll just get into it. Okay, so I was in, this was when I was in middle school, and I was taking a shop class. Mm. And surprisingly enough. I've been drinking.
Really sleepy? Surprisingly or not.
Well, that's exactly what happened. And then suddenly Susan.
Brooke Shields shows from the 90s.
That was a show that was on while you were in middle school.
That was a lazy Susan of a joke.
It was.
So
you were desperately seeking a Susan joke.
All right. God. Yeah. Can I tell it?
Yeah, night court. Oh, wait. Go, Dean.
So I was in middle school in shop class. And there was this fucker in that class. His name was
Midlife Kid.
I thought it was an odd name at the time.
Yeah. It's his God-given name.
I'm going to name the kid Peter Kiss.
Fuck!
Fucker.
Is this his real name?
Believe
this is
that.
That's his real name.
No, holy shit.
Fuck him. I don't
fuck
care.
You, Peter Kiss.
Fuck that whole shit.
Fuck you, Peter Kiss.
Seen him in like 15 years.
He probably took his own life.
I hope
Hopefully.
So.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah, I hope he died in Vietnam.
Let's look him up on Facebook.
I mean, I hope he just got food poisoning while he was there on vacation. I hear it's really nice now. The food's wonderful.
Like Winnie Cooper's brother.
How do you spell Cass?
No, probably C-I... I wouldn't be able to tell you.
So Peter Bazinga.
Peter Bazinga. Let's just call him Peter Bazinga.
Oh, he's curing cancer.
No. That little shit probably causing it. Yeah, this little fucker named Peter, he worked across the table from me because we had these big tables that were like four-sided and, you know, one person.
Like most tables.
You said this was like wood shop or something?
It was wood shop. So we had like these big like group tables. Mm-hmm. And this kid, Peter, would sit across from me. And I think I mentioned on the show before, my mother was a teacher at my middle school.
Right.
So everybody knew who she was. And
like
I was
a biology teacher, right?
Yeah, a biology teacher. And I was actually in one of her classes. And the creepy. Awkward thing about having your mom as a biology teacher in middle school is that she teaches a sex ed class. So...
Yeah.
Dean, come up here and show them your pee-pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not... Is that all of it?
Dean has a very interesting vein on the side.
Yeah.
How... let's not get into that. I don't know how you know that.
If you look in close here, you'll see that his testicles are rising up and down independently of them of each other.
My mother's not Jewish. I've been watching too much Long Island Medium.
I have.
God.
So, because of that, and my brother was also autistic, and I've talked about how...
Wait, what does it matter how good of a painter he was?
You know that joke gets funnier and funnier every time I hear it?
Sorry.
Please keep telling it. because it'll get funnier.
Yeah. Hold on. Side note, isn't your brother a fantastic artist?
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying.
I know. It's beside the point. But, like, yeah. Your brother is a fantastic artist.
So it fits.
Yeah.
So it's not entirely off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. It wasn't just a lazy Susan joke. It was actually...
I apologize for my behavior. Yeah. Go on.
Continue.
All right. And I've told the story about how my mom showed that video of him on Sightings about his autism, and then everybody thought, oh, Dane Bottino, that must be this little shit fucker's name.
They must have changed his name to protect his innocence.
Yeah.
We're not fooled.
They didn't try very hard.
Because back then we both had blonde hair, we both had the dick haircuts, we looked almost exactly the
same.
Two
little
at that
cousin
point.
Olivers.
Yeah. We were like the male equivalents of those kids in The Shining in the hallway. I don't know why mom made us wear dresses.
You were the children of the corn.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys were basically the two kids that Uncle Jesse had on Full House.
Yeah, except one of us didn't have mind powers. But so combined with my mom teaching the sex ed class in our school and people thinking I was autistic. This Peter kid, for some reason had it out for me or in for me or whatever the fuck the term is. And, so he started, calling my mom a slut and, calling my brother a retard.
What?
And just, he just kept like needling me about this. And one day, and I was like a really quiet kid in middle school. Like I didn't really have any friends. I didn't talk to anybody. Huh. I mostly had my head down just looking at my feet all the time. I tried not to engage with him because I was scared of confrontations and everything. But I was still very angsty. And so I would get angry and would just like bubble up and bubble up until one day
bubble
I couldn't.
Up.
Yeah, I could.
Bubble up.
I bubble butt all over the place because, you know, I got to show the world that I got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ended up grabbing something that was close to me. I think it was a T-square, which is like...
oh, shit.
Yeah, which if you guys don't know, it's like a ruler with another ruler going perpendicular to it. So, which top. Turns out it's a fantastic weapon. It's like a
fucking battle axe.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably not something you should give to a bunch of angsty teenagers with limited supervision and no headgear.
Or like saws and hammers and nails too, but...
Yeah, because this thing, I went to town on this kid's head.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I love this story.
You fucking T-squared him up?
Yeah. Damn. And he had to get a lot of stitches, and I got suspended for like a week or so.
Vacation.
Yeah, not so much. Not as far as my parents were concerned.
Well, yeah, not when your mom is faculty member.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. She actually taught the room that was like down the hall from the shop class too.
Yeah.
So she heard you screaming, ran to your aid, and saw just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
It
pretty much looked like the beginning of Dexter. Like when he's in the
You got him in the head a bunch of times. Did he need stitches?
I think I hit him like two or three times. I saw red pretty much. And
yeah.
Like because this was the first time I had ever gotten into a fight. Of any kind, really.
Heads up move, grabbing a T-square.
That was probably because it wasn't like one of those you beat up this kid that was, and you're defending your mom and brother's honor. It was like my dad was like scared, like you don't hit somebody with a T-square. Like everybody for a couple of years thought I was going to be like the next Columbine kid after that.
Nice. Did he shut his fucking cake horn after that?
He did, but I think I came out of that as more of a psycho rather than...
That's unfortunate.
I'd have taken that rep for that.
Yeah, right?
That's, yeah.
Like, yeah. Talk about my mom again, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scared the fuck out of a bunch of people. That's great.
Well,
have the upper hand, sir.
Well, the thing was, I was quiet too, and a lot of people thought I was autistic. So, and I didn't give him any warning. I didn't say a word to him until I just picked up the thing and hit him with it. So it was like, it was kind of weird.
Had he said something you did it?
Say what?
Had he said something like right before you did it?
Yeah,
or were you just like,
people knew why it happened, but like I didn't say anything up until that point. It was just like came
like,
out all of a sudden.
Hey, Dane, your mom's a slut.
Yeah.
And they were like, fucking boom, T-square to the keister.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, keister. People knew why that happened.
Keister is not a head, Corey.
It was noggin.
Noggin.
That's what I meant.
The opposite of keister is
noggin. He fucking jammed that T-square right up his ass.
Yeah, that would have been better, I think.
Well, you got to get like one end in and then like turn it and then like keyhole it
it's
in.
It's got an elbow.
Like moving a couch upstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Pivot.
It's kind of like moving
one. Why
ask him? It's kind of like moving one of the Easter Island heads. You got
to
kind of like footsie it in, like you know.
Or putting Matt Smith in a CAT scan machine.
All right, let's get one of your eyebrow ridges in here first, and then we sort of turn you, and then...
I'm such a
we're
going
to have to do this in three parts.
I'm such a Matt Smith fan, that hurt me to say a little bit.
Yeah. He does have quite a noggin.
Oh, man. Fantastic doctor, though.
And it's weird because, I was a pretty angsty teenager, but I haven't had... any violent... I've always had, depression and anxiety, but... I haven't had any violent thoughts since like end of high school. Like it just dropped for some reason. I think it had a lot to do with my hormones.
I forgot to mute my phone. That's my
what was that?
Text message sound.
God damn it, Tucker! Where did you even find that T square?
He had it in his back pocket.
Yeah. I didn't know I had it.
It's the same T square.
It's still stained with the blood of Peter C. So people in the class heard him say, like...
Oh, yeah, people knew
about
this. Your
mom's a cunt,
this.
And then you snapped.
Yeah, and I don't think... whoa, he didn't say my mom was a cunt, Corey.
Yeah,
I think
Corey, calm down.
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to paint Peter a worse character than he is.
Yeah, nobody liked him, but... But I think the more the attention was on me when I got out of that, so...
Well, you murdered him. I mean,
Yeah.
You showed Peter Bazinga who's boss.
Yeah.
Peter Capaldi's never going to mess with you again.
That's why I didn't feel bad saying his whole name, because, you know, he's not going to hear it.
Yeah, he's dead. What the fuck does it matter? Know. He died in middle school.
Yeah, he got a...
They decided to forego the cross.
What's the thing you get from rust?
Tetanus?
Tetanus.
He got tetanus from your T-square.
Or lockjaw? Yeah.
Lockjaw.
They decided to forego the cross for his gravestone because they thought it looked too much like a T-square.
Actually, no. I read what happened to him. It was very embarrassing. He died of really late-term SIDS.
Just like dead in his crib.
He hit 22 and died of SIDS.
Died of SIDS.
Well, he had a baby fetish, like a diaper fetish, and so he just like died in his giant crib. Is that what they call it when somebody with that dies?
They'd have to.
When somebody who has a fetal fetish dies in their sleep.
Yeah, just
they call it SIDS. But you did some serious damage. You fucking hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You T-squared him. You got stitches. That's good.
Yeah.
And then he never fucked with you again.
See. No. To my point,
well,
like,
nobody else fucked me in junior high or high school either. So,
but that worked then, right?
No, I mean, like,
he said
different use of the word fuck.
Oh, I see.
He scared all the women away too. Yeah.
You know, you could have repaired, that really quick by being like,
he had a knife.
No. I'm saying like you could have used the fact that you kicked the shit out of some dude to your advantage, especially in junior high. You know, I'm surprised that some people didn't like.
You should have just started
slow clap you.
You should have started bullying him from that point on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, what's up, Peter Penis? Hey, Peter Pumpkin Eater. How's your mom?
Hey, Peter, you want me to square that up for you?
Yeah.
No. Hey, let's see. Your head's looking a little bit crooked. Yeah. Let me right angle that.
They fill that dent in your head yet? No. I see you're still failing woodshop.
I should have just called him football head.
Hey, Arnold! Oh, sorry, Peter.
Sorry, yeah. I get you two mixed up on account of all the stitches I put in your head.
You look like a fucking baseball. Oh. So many stitches in your face.
No.
I don't know. I kind of... Like, he kind of had it coming.
I love it. I love the story.
I'm on your side. I think I would have slow-clapped if I was in that wood shop. I'd have been like, fuck yeah, Dean.
Yeah.
Shit. You're my new hero, Botino.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I've been kind of thinking of just taking a T-square to a middle school and just like finding some more little.
Okay, now? No.
No, you guys were, what happened? You guys were like cheering me on and like, hey, that good for you, Dean. And now,
when
what
you
the
were,
hell? Tables turned.
When you were 12 and he was 12.
To be young again.
Yeah, I know, right?